In what sense is Russia not a democratic country?
Can you listen to me? Yes. There is no freedom.
Simon, in what sense is Russia not a democratic country?
If you are in Russia, yeah.
Simon, please just take a breath and compose yourself. In what sense is Russia not a democratic country?
You criticize British government, you criticize American government that brought democracy to the world. This freedom you are enjoying, somebody brought it. And in Russia, if you criticize them, you will not oppress. They will kill you instantly. Either you'll be missing or this show is closed. This is one thing I want you to understand.
It's simply not true. Had been chosen by the... Simon, you're just talking. You're not listening. I'm sorry. I'll have to go on to Marta.
I think I'm quite sure there is some black, intelligent black teachers in this country. Mm-hmm. They want to do that. They should...
Making it up as they go along as to what... people are really just making it up as they go along as to what... people are really just making it up as they go...
Case of slogging the ball out
it
of the
is.
Ground every time.
That's all now. Skillless.
Banky moved to journalists.
Good afternoon.
Excuse me, to journalists around the world.
And welcome to another edition of Wave.
Okay, we haven't got that. Sorry about that.
Just for this afternoon, I've been put in charge of the Wavelength radio program by William English. And my name is James Tregaskis.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
William's on sick leave and pampering himself, having a week of depilation, physiotherapy and frottage at the United Biscuits factory in Harlesden, northwest London, lucky fellow. But he did leave me some strict instructions not to mention the following. Death, suicide, excrement, sex, homosexuality, old age, illness, morbidity, death, the Holocaust, suicide, leprosy, death, infirmity, ferret chutney, dead or dying dogs, Bob Dylan, anything which might cause offence to aliens from other planets, religion, terrorism, death, euthanasia, death, relaxation, final relaxation, analgesics, relief from pain, depression, melancholia, angst, and I'm sure I can stick to that with absolutely no problem at all. In fact, I have just the thing coming up for your listening enjoyment, but I must warn you, please turn your radio off if you're easily offended by bad language or susceptible to flashing lights.
This first poem, to let you know where I am exactly in my life. It's called, I Like Becoming an Old Fart. It feels great. No more peer pressure to bow down to. No more ridiculous fashions or trends to follow. I like telling the 40-somethings with their ripped blue jeans and misfit t-shirts to grow up! I like to say how I think the Stooges reunion was disappointing and naff. I like it when they slap me across the face for such remarks and call me a blaspheming heathen. I've sold out. I like being a capitalist. I like being materialistic. I like my new sparkling kitchen from MFI that cost me $4,000 to fit. I hate performing in squats. No longer an angry young man, just a pessimistic, cantankerous old cunt. I don't understand youth today. I don't want to understand youth today. I don't see why I should. I like John Denver. I like Karen Carpenter. I can listen to Jethro Tull once again, and I don't care if I commit social suicide. I like how my sphincter is no longer made of elastic, and my bladder leaks when my knees click when I bend. I like topping up my lungs with black gunk and rotting my guts with endless coffee. I love it. I am free. All the pages are stuck together with my spunk. Ah, here you are. This is called "The Toilet is Haunted." The toilet is haunted. The old man who lived in the flat before us must have died of Elvis Presley poisoning. And now the door creaks open and you get the feeling someone's watching you have a crap.
Sexton Ming, and he read two poems out. It was recorded at the Shunt Lounge earlier this year. I forget when it was. Sexton Ming, he never lets me down in communicating how I feel, although my son hates him. Now, you must have had a traumatic week worrying about the dramatic modifications to our capitalist system. Regretfully, there's still more pain to come. So what I suggest you do is go out and learn how to defend yourselves, your family and your pets before you all die of Elvis Presley poisoning. But before you do that, we've got a few messages. So excuse me while I fiddle around. I don't have an engineer here, so I'm going to manage on my own.
Misty River Tackle and Hunting tears his own house of knives with quality Buck, Browning, Smith & Wesson and others. Be on target with our full selection of long guns, bows, and handguns. We also have a complete selection of archery and hunting accessories. Badlands, the ultimate form-fitting backpack. Waterproof and durable. Comes with a lifetime warranty. Look sharp with our outstanding selection of spotting scopes, binoculars, and rangefinders. Misty River Tackle and Hunting, the best little lure house in Terrace. Open 7 days a week. Happy fishing and hunting!
Gold Diggers, your new, used, and pawn goods, where you'll find everything from military, potty supplies, antiques, records, body jewelry, collectibles, and much more. Gold Diggers in Terrace on Lake Elks Avenue, 638-7943.
$688, I've won something. Oh, I'm addicted now.
Thank you.
press this button here, and you will get your ticket back. It's your first day, it's my first game. Ah, this is very confusing.
Just you went behind your back.
Yeah.
Another way, here's the cash, and then you push here, but I don't see here cash.
It's okay.
You put the light on. Here, put the light on.
Welcome to the Match Game Bonus.
You can swear to maybe keep having. Keep having. It's not the light on.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just want to finish the game and collect.
They go funky like that sometimes.
Ah.
See if you can find a slot attendant.
Thank you.
I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
Oh, here's one right here.
I'm trying to press the collect button and it's not letting me collect. I'm ahead. 638 credits.
Thank you. I have a hard time too. I go gamble every now and then. And I hate it. Having any luck?
Well, I won $1.38. So that's, I'm ahead for now.
Debt problems? John Beverly and Associates can help. Let their licensed trustees help you arrange a tax debt settlement. Force creditors to accept a payment plan you can afford or file for bankruptcy if no other option is available. For nearly 20 years, they've helped over 6,000 people get their lives back on track. Call today for a free consultation.
I'm John Beverly, and I can help.
It's running. Do you want to fire up?
Okay.
So what kind of engine is that?
That's a 1957 Buick 364 Nailhead.
Running a transmission, which is, what's the transmission?
It's a 1964 Buick Riviera 400 Turbo.
That is neat. we're gonna poison ourselves, we have to turn it off.
Wow, that is something.
And that's running on what's the chassis? What's the body on it?
The chassis is a 27 Ford that's been boxed, and the body is a 1927 Roadster.
Right.
And the rear end's a 41 Ford truck. The front end's a 41 Ford passenger car. The front grille is a 34 Ford commercial truck grille. The wheels are... Oldsmobile, 1952. The carburetors are Stromberg 97s. They were early Ford, 37, 38 up to 46. They used those.
Tremendous. Well, thank you very much. That's Randy. That's just really some. It looks just the part. And the steering wheel's from a speedboat, you said.
Yeah, Atwood.
Atwood speedboat.
Yeah, they were made back in the later 50s. Well,
everything on it is
building
old
a hot
stuff.
Rod like this is building like making a lunch auto leftovers. You know, yeah, it usually turns out pretty interesting.
I remember all those weekends. Dad was always so patient, and that bike, it meant freedom. Now he's the one who needs a little help getting around. But Medicare took the time to listen to his needs, and that's something you won't find in a drugstore. I'm just happy they helped me give Dad a little freedom back.
Medicare, the home medical equipment specialists with 15 locations across BC.
Medicare, I probably need one soon. Well, Randy was on Highway 61, and I stayed over there on he ran a Knife River campsite near Knife River. Incredible. We went up the road on that, in that machine, about an inch off the ground. There's quite a scene of building hot rods out in the US and Canada when I was traveling last year, and I went to South Dakota to a big bike rally. You probably heard of it, the Sturgis bike rally. And there was an octogenarian custom builder by the name of Robert Lyle Patterson with a special wedge-shaped three-wheeler and two steering columns. And it was quite noisy. And sorry about the sound quality. It's try get okay. Some sense out of it.
Can you tell me that the story about that picture there was that girl there?
Well, in 1946, I got out of the Navy, and I bought Army surplus motorcycles for $305. So I sold them, five of my buddies and I, we lived in Wisconsin, and we drove down to Florida in October to get away from the Wisconsin winter, and we spent the winter, got a house, and we spent many years. Sometimes we had two girls, sometimes we had three girls living with us there.
Yeah.
And we did just about everything imaginable. We just had fun and hurt nobody. And so, come Daytona Beach Bike Week, we went over to Daytona and they took and went to the races. And afterwards, we headed back to Wisconsin because it's now March. And so, we'd work in the summertime. In the fall of the year, we quit and we went back to Florida and got a house and did the same routine. Went to Bike Week and back to Wisconsin. So that's about what happened for 3 years when all five of my buddies got a girl pregnant in my hometown. And so they were all good guys and married the girls and raised the families. And I got, what shall we say, upset because I figured we had the world by the tail on a downhill pull. And consequently, I went down and re-enlisted in the Navy and the Korean War was on. So I ended up spending 7 years, 8 months in the Navy. And I've been coming to Daytona ever since. I've been there 56 times, and I've been to Sturgis, this is 18 times. Napoleon, New Hampshire is another big rally. I've been out there 7 times.
And how often you brought this beast with you, this
I've had this out here, I think this is 15th year now.
15th year.
Yes, and I've had it on to Daytona about 10 times.
It's quite something, and what kind of motor has it got in here?
It's out of an old Sportato, a 1952 model. It's a 455 cubic inch.
Right.
It's an old.
But it shifts, this thing.
What's that?
I bet it shifts. It moves.
Oh, yes.
Quick.
It's swift. Okay, yeah. Yes. It's
very
quick.
Light.
All right.
Yeah.
Other than that,
great.
Fine.
Now, what's your name again? Sorry.
My name is Robert Lyle Patterson. They just call me R.L.
And you're a regular here at Sturgis?
Well, this is 18 years. Yeah, I got to be regular.
Great. Right. One thing I'm puzzled about, the throttle's on the left.
Well,
you can steer on the right, but the one person on the left has to do the throttle.
You can steer from either side, but you can only drive it from one side.
With brakes on one side.
Okay.
So if you want to sort of pick your nose or something, you can...
It comes in quite handy if you want to adjust your goggles, light a cigarette,
yeah.
Which I don't smoke. But it gets the handlebars just even. Otherwise, I suppose the passenger just have to sit over there and cross her arms. Her arms, I said. And then I mentioned that.
It's great fun, though. It's great fun. It's great talking to you. Thank you very much. And have a great week.
All right.
You're going to be here for the week.
Oh, yes. I'll be here till a week from Sunday night.
Okay. You have a great time.
Yeah, Robert, he was a bit of a character. He was handing out penis-shaped wine gums that he had specially made to attract the ladies. And he was sort of, he said, if I don't get my way by the end of the week, I don't know what I'll do. Anyway, he was quite a guy. And anyway, so have you made your will yet? Have you lost all your money this week? Well, don't worry, it's one less thing to do, I suppose. Just trying to get this thing to start.
So, here we go. Things to do before you die.
I love to wake up with Kim Wilde. I wouldn't care what happened before. I just want to wake up with it.
Do you know what? That's kind of sweet.
Totally the last time I've been boy in it. Got a passionate. Well, my dad's in his 90s. And
that's sweet. I don't care what happened before. I would just like to wake up.
I really would. She was on some television program today, doing her top 50. Yeah, well, that was my birthday.
She's a gardener now, isn't she?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But she was on some Freeview channel on my telly today,
okay.
And it was her favourite top 50. My dad's in his 90s, and I was glued to him.
Does she know you're out there, John?
Pardon?
Does she know you're out? Well, we can only hope. John, thanks very much for that call. Things to do before you die.
Hello there, Phil.
How you doing?
Are you the same Phil who used to read the news on the Big Breakfast?
That's me, yes.
Oh, my God, I can picture you now.
Ah, okay. Things to do before you die.
So, how do you feel? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel you'd like to let go? Well, this might just be the answer for you. Just lie down, stretch out.
Do you have difficulty sleeping sometimes? Have you ever had a restaurant meal that was unsatisfying, that left you feeling a strange sense of dismay? Are you?
Take a very deep breath and quiet your mind.
But you?
I want you to imagine being on the sandy beach of a peaceful tropical island. Visualize the scenes I am describing to the very best of your ability, mentally creating every detail of these pictures in your mind. Make them real. Perceive the sounds and smells that accompany your impressions, and sense the feeling that this environment generates within you. All right. It's almost sunrise. The sky is just dark enough for you to see the last few stars. The palm trees that line this tropical beach are silhouetted against the sky.
Do you feel sick?
Experience the fresh salt sea.
And then slow, and then fast, and that almond smell.
All of your mental and physical desires are satisfied.
Count backwards,
experience this environment.
One more time. Count backwards.
So watch the star.
It's not responding to anything The mind is going numb. We're losing our ability to decipher my words. So
beginning with both of our feet at the same time.
In what sense is Russia not a democrat? In what sense is Russia not a democratic country?
Well, we're coming to the end now, Simon, of the program, and you probably gathered that things have gone completely wrong. But I hope you enjoyed it. It's been real. And my name's James Tregaskis. We've got Alex on in a minute. And William will be back from his sabbatical very soon. So I'll leave you with this to play out a bit.
This is one thing I want you to understand.
Well, it's simply not true. Had been chosen by the... Oh, Simon, you're just talking, you're not listening, I'm sorry. I'll have to go on to Marta.
I think I'm quite sure there is some black, intelligent black teachers in this country. Mm-hmm. They want to do that, they should...
Making it up as they go along, as to what... people are really just making it up as they go along, as to what... people are really just making it up as they go along. People are really just making it up as they go along.
And skillless. Excuse me. Still got a bit of the cold. It's becoming skillless. Skillless. Excuse me. Still got a bit of the cold. It's becoming skillless. The problem is, young kids watching that is skillless. Excuse me. Still got a bit of the skillless. Excuse me.
Case of slogging the ball out of the ground every time.
That's all that is skillless.
Banky moved to journalists around... excuse me, to journalists around the world who...
Okay, we haven't got that. Sorry about that. It's pressure.
Excuse me. The Republican...
Harrow.
Can you do something about that? Good Brian. Morning, Brian. How are you?
Right. Hey, if I called you at, say, about 7 o'clock-ish, and maybe a fuller report when we got a bit more time.
Yeah, that's...
And maybe a fuller report when we got a bit more time.
Yeah, that's fine.
And maybe a fuller report when we got a bit more time.
Yeah, that's fine.
And maybe a fuller report when we got a bit more time.
Yeah, that's fine.
And maybe a fuller report when we got a bit more time.
Yeah, that's fine.
And maybe a fuller report when we got a bit more time.
Yeah, that's fine.
And maybe a fuller report when we got a bit more time.
Yeah, that's fine.
And maybe a fuller report when we got a bit more time.
Okay, we haven't got that. Sorry about that. It's pressure.
Banky moved to journalists around... excuse me, to journalists around the world who... excuse me. The Republican... Ah, I'm afraid we have just lost... Can you hear me, Mr. Volker? No. Oh, that's a pity. Maybe we can get back to him. We're trying, but I don't think we're going to succeed. I wonder whether we should just go to the weather forecast
in the meantime and then hope we can get back to him. See where we get to. Yeah. Rob, fire away.
Okay, let's do a cold.
Ah.
For England and Wales, the morning showers will be for the rest of the day. The other difference, the strength of the wind, it's strengthening in South Wales, pardon me, and southern England this afternoon. Quite a breeze lasting into the night. Temperature-wise, we'd be for the rest of the day.
Ils avaient
effect, then, there, page, pat, là, à, toi, femme, à, base, bas, bas, au, port, porte.